Okay, I'm playing around as Gary, you're next.
Thank you, Chairman. First of all, Councillor Ivan Henderson's comments about informing resident members I fully support, so I think it's a sensible approach. The other issue, also Councillor Henderson mentioned about speed in areas where there's speeding in the areas. I've looked through this report and it highlights the A120, the A133, the A137, but as people know, clearly the road I'm going to go down is the B1027. It's a major road in the southern part of the district. It links from the university all the way down past Wivenhoe, through Alsford, up to Forrington, through to St Osyth, then Point St Osyth, and on to Clacton. It's a major route, and I'm surprised that that's not in here, and I would like to see perhaps that in here. In terms of protecting rural pubs, I would also include post offices as well, because it says in the document that the pubs are important to our upkeep of our rural communities and for local employment. Well, so are post offices. And if we can secure rural post offices, then it will make sure that development, if any developments happen, then at least there's a rural post office there. I'm pleased to see that there is talk about, on the western side of the district, neighbouring onto Colchester, a country park area. I've been going on and on and on about this, and I've mentioned to Councillor Stock about this. I'm pleased there is talk of that in this document, and it also states in the document that there's going to be some landscaping, if any developments, between Elmstead and Wivenhoe in that area. I know that area reasonably well, and there's natural historical hedgerows, trees, and such like, and I would not want to see any of that cut down or removed just to replace it with landscaping. Why don't we make sure that existing historical woods, ancient woods, rows of trees and such like are utilised rather than removed and then input more landscaping there. In terms of, like I say, the rail companies, the end of this year, stroke October, November, we could have still Greater Anglia, Abellio Greater Anglia as our rail provider, or there could be another provider. And I want to know from the officer whether the future franchisees, the people that could actually take over our rail network in East Anglia and covering our tendering district and beyond, are these future companies being informed of our document, and hopefully they can maybe be able to add comments along on the same track as the railway situation. I know my little speech is like puns at the moment, but only in the last couple of days in the newspaper, Greater Anglia approached Tendon District Council to possibly give the opportunity for TDC to buy Alsford Station, Wheely Station and Kirby Station for £1. Obviously, we don't want a British Home Store situation, but in terms of preserving our historical buildings, our rail network, because people don't realise our rail network in the southern half of the district, places like Frinton Clacton did not appear because, oh, it's there, it's because the railway was there. And there were five station houses were built, the first one in Alsford in 1865, November period, and it's important that buildings such as those buildings should be preserved, and I would like to see in this document, it says preserving of village halls and libraries and churches and everything else, but it doesn't say anything about railway stations. The station houses, they are sometimes the important parts of our community. Alsford wouldn't be Alsford if it wasn't for the railway station that came into Alsford in the Victorian period. So they're the kind of things I would like to see in this document. Obviously, there's other things. Health provision, I see in here, Alsford, it says, has a workable surgery, but only an hour a day. I don't class that as a workable surgery, a doctor's surgery, when it's only open from 8:30 to 9:30 in the morning. It's a satellite surgery with Brightonsea. So I can't see, you know, in health provision, it's got plenty of health provision when it's only open for an hour a day. I mean, I don't even use my local surgery. I use the surgery in Great Bentley because it's open all day. I may come back, Chairman, but hopefully the officer has taken some of my comments seriously. Some of them might be tongue in cheek, but to me and people in the West, here, in rural councillors, on council stop as a rural councillor, like I am in the West, and rural communities are really important as the urban areas, like our councillors here who represent the rural urban areas in the eastern part of the district. So, you know, we need to also consider the rural communities, which are so important to our district.
Okay, thanks, Gary. I don't know if officers did want to comment.
Thanks, Chair. I think the very first comment was about the 1027 not being one of the named roads. That list I think you've taken is from the sort of strategic part of the plan, where it really does focus just on the more strategic roads. But the transport assessment will look at the impacts on all of our roads and the sort of key junctions as well. That work will be refined in the light of what's published. So just because a road isn't listed here in detail doesn't mean it's not being considered. You made some really good detailed comments about the proposed garden community. There's opportunity, I think, from developing on from these policies through design briefs, through applications, to capture those ideas. They're probably not for the local plan, which should be a bit more strategic. And similarly, your comments about, you know, we should mention things like railway buildings or post offices. The approach is to have quite a strategic document and not have a detailed policies for every eventuality. But that's not to say those issues can't be dealt with through the slightly broader policies.
Chairman, if I may, I welcome those comments from CAF Bicknell. I mean, I wouldn't have brought them up if there were the things that are in this document already, highlighting the importance of certain things and places and very important comments in here. I wouldn't bring them up if I felt they weren't important. And I appreciate you do consider rural post offices and do consider buildings like the railway buildings and possibly the future franchise, whoever that is, whether it's Greater Anglia or First or whoever. I would appreciate that those all groups or companies would be able to have some input too, you know, in a consultation period. Can I just make a final comment? On the consultation, are the places you're thinking of a Wheelie, Council Chamber, Clacton and Brighton Sea, or are you going to go possibly to other? I mean, I'd like to know where. I've looked through here. I must have missed it somewhere.
Yeah, there's a list, isn't there?
Yeah, he missed that.
I saw it.
On the back of the update.
There you go. Wheeling, Kirby Cross, Clacton, yeah. Denwick, yeah. Lane, Fort Manning.
It's pretty extensive.
It's not mentioned.
No, I mean, Councillor Platt has obviously said, oh, Ulster's not mentioned. But considering that we just recently had an application approved by the inspector of 145 houses, and now another application has gone to an appeal the other side for 60, it may be a good idea perhaps if there was one for Ulsford. The reason I say that, because you can also incorporate people who live in Wivenhoe on Colchester Borough side, less than a mile from my ward. And people from Ulster go to Wivenhoe, and people from Wivenhoe go to Ulster. They're very close together, even though in two different local authorities. And I would appreciate if you perhaps have an additional one for Ulsford, or maybe at Bentley, or maybe perhaps go into another local authority and have it in Wivenhoe. Because if it's going to affect the Knowledge Gateway area, the university, and maybe that part of the world, it may be a good idea to have something in that part of the world. I mean, I've seen Clacton, I've seen Kirby, Wheelie, Jaywick, Dovercourt, Wheelie, Manningtree, and Elmster Market. Oh, okay, Elmster Market. But it'd be nice if it was Wivenhoe, / Ulsford as well.
Oh,
many thanks.
Thanks, Gary.